A new city is about to join the ranks of the country's 20 largest municipalities. Next month, Louisville, Kentucky will catapult from its mid-sized city ranking of 66 to become the nation's 16th most populous city. The demographic explosion will occur when the city merges with the surrounding county. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports that Louisville's action has rekindled interest in collaborative governing.
Think big, or at least bigger. That's the mantra of a number of cities considering merging with county government. Louisville is the first to take the step in about 30 years. When its merger takes effect January 6, the city's population will grow from 256,000, give or take a few hundred, to nearly 694,000 residents. So the city known for its horse racing will become one of the nation's largest cities. And Mayor-elect Jerry Abramson says that will help attract business.
To be on the top of mind for decision makers in this country, to be a community they think about where they might want to open up a branch or move their company to, they've got to think about you. They got to see you on a list.
And the new Louisville, says Abramson, will be on every top 20 cities list in America. Advocates of city-county mergers say there are several advantages. Less duplication of government services, for one, creating a richer tax base, for another, and creating a sense of family. People in the suburbs and the city typically vote for the metro mayor and new city council members. One of the last cities to take the merger leap was Indianapolis, which consolidated with Marion County in 1970. Former mayor Bill Hudnut says because Unigov existed, Indianapolis was better able to negotiate deals.
One was the negotiation for the Colts moving from Baltimore, the NFL team, to Indianapolis. That was a big opportunity for us. But the one that really puts in stark relief the importance of a unified approach is the negotiation in 1991 for a new United Airlines maintenance facility. Ironically, Louisville was one of the final four, as well as Indianapolis and Denver and Oklahoma City.
Hudnut says the fact that it was the mayor who was essentially responsible for economic development in the city and county gave Indianapolis an advantage. Such government mergers are still relatively rare, but increasingly cities and suburbs are collaborating on regional issues like transportation and environment. Bruce Katz of the Brookings Institution says expect to see more collaborations as cities and suburbs struggle with many of the same problems. Katz was a consultant for Louisville, and he calls city-county mergers the wave of the future.
It's mostly because the economy is more and more metropolitan. When you think about our labor markets, our housing markets, supplier markets, commuting patterns, our economy is metropolitan. Government has remained parochial and really has remained hindered in its ability to address the challenges of residents and the challenges of business.
Voters said no to a Louisville merger three times before it passed. City officials said civic pride played a part this time around, since nearby Lexington was about to capture the coveted status of Kentucky's most populous city during the 2000 census. So a number of businesses, including one of Louisville's most famous, joined together to support the merger.
One back, there in the gate, flag is up.
On a rainy, overcast day, small clusters of people excitedly watch the races at Churchill Downs. The Kentucky Derby landmark sits on the edge of Louisville and Jefferson County. Spokesman John Asher says having a unified government will make it easier to function.
Security on the Grandstand Clubhouse side of the racetrack, the seating area, that's covered by Louisville City Police. The infield, where we have 60,000 people, that is the outpost of Jefferson County Police. Two different agencies. We have to work with two different sets of leaders. We have to make two different sets of plans. While we have great relationships with both those agencies, on down the road, when these two departments really are working together, that's going to be a plus for us in being able to build and grow the Kentucky Derby. That's just, you know, that's just one small example for you to show you how we're dealing with different agencies.
Not everyone is pleased with the merger. Jefferson County Commissioner Darrell Owens is like a number of merger opponents who say they're skeptical of the promises made about services not being reduced or taxes increased. In addition, Owens says the new government diluted the political power of minorities at a time when African Americans could have increased their numbers.
At least an increase to the extent that they constitute the population which we had in the city. That was always the possibility of that African American be elected to mayor of the city of Louisville. Well, guess what? And when you do this, you go from about 33% or 35% of the city to about 17-18% of the county. Doesn't mean that you won't get one elected, but it significantly reduces the opportunities.
Under the merger, opportunities increased for Republicans. They gained 11 seats on the new Metro Council, the first time Republicans have been elected to a city seat in Louisville in nearly 40 years. And it's largely neophytes who are on the council. Only 9 of the 26 new Metro Council members have held elective office. The past few weeks, many have attended in-depth orientation sessions. At one of the most recent, new Councilman Doug Hawkins called the process both overwhelming and exciting.
In essence, we're shaping the next 100 years of this county. And, I mean, we are developing a brand new government. I mean, this is going to be a legacy that's going to continue on. And we've got so many intricate, minute details to look at and to get into place from merging the two governmental agencies together. We have to also keep an eye on the big picture and then look to the future and look to the children and the grandchildren and who's going to inherit this.
A number of other cities like Albuquerque, Milwaukee, and Buffalo are keeping close watch on Louisville as it joins the cadre of big American cities. They, too, are exploring whether merging with their county to create a new urban government will benefit them. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Louisville.